Hello, is it me that you're looking for?
Of course it's me, yeah. Hi dear friends, I'm here, I'm so energetic right now, and I'm here in another great Let's Talk. So without any further delay, let's get started. In this Let's Talk, I'm going to talk about one important issue that is related to mindset and having a very great and strong mindset and behavior. So, you know, it all depends on how we look at things. You know, at first I saw this great sentence from one of the chapters in one of the books on Zeebook. Its name was, you know, the Talbot. I forgot its English, you know, Shabai Bachi Aksa Avarez. Yeah. It was for kids, but it was very grateful. And it was one of the titles of one of the chapters of it. So I don't remember what this chapter was about, but anyway, it doesn't matter. I think it was irrelevant. The sentence is so powerful, you know. You know, our reaction to external events is so important in order to, you know, in case of outcomes and consequences. You know, I have felt that absolutely, you know. In the past, I used to think very negative, but nowadays I think very positive and optimistic. Even though the situation are not that perfect, but I force myself to look at things in a better way, because I know and I'm sure that it all depends on how we look at it, okay? You know, let me illustrate it with a clear and vivid example. You know, for example, drug addictors, you know, the people who are addicted to drugs, you know, when in camps, for example, they wanna cure them, you know, they have to, at first, they have to, you know, give them again some kind of, you know, drugs to help them. You know, sometimes they give them just some water, that which is not really drugs. Some water or something that looks like a drug, but actually it isn't. And they don't say that to the addicted people, and because of that, addicted people think that this is actually the drug, and they shoot it and they feel high, you know. But in reality, this is just the water or something like that. This is not really drug. You see how important the mindset it is. I think, despite that, this is not a very great example, but I think it's very clear, and you got my opinion, I suppose. You know, like a talqin, quite frankly, I don't know what's the talqin in English. Please tell me if you know. But anyway, you know, it shows us the power of, you know, a preconception of something, for example, drug addicted people. Yeah, you know, our mind filtering a lot of things by its knowledge, you know, before the events happen in the reality. You know, it's like a filterer. You know, and if you have a negative mindset, you know, even the very perfect and positive thing happen, you know, because your mind is so negative, you know, it filter the great effect and the great event, and you know, realize it as if it is a very bad thing. You know, you see how important having a great mindset it is, because our brain cannot distinguish between reality and just thinking, just thoughts. And because of that, you know, just and always staying positive and optimistic instead of being pessimistic and negative person, you know, and always considering things as the great and as opportunities can help us achieve a lot of goals. I think every single successful people in the world are like these kind of people. Yeah. And you know, they are talking a lot of about, you know, attractor factor and attractor rule. And I believe definitely that this is what attractor factor is actually. Nothing else, you know, having a positive mindset always, not nagging all the time and complaining, you know, pretend like an imposter, just pretending that we are so happy and glad, but not like a duplicity and deceiving people. But you see my point. Now our mind, you know, cannot, as I said, distinguish between reality, and other people around us cannot see inside of ourselves. They see only the expression and our appearance outside, you know. And you know, there is a very great expression, in fact proverb, in fact, that I recently learned, which is fake it till you make it. Yeah, that's very awesome. And I think, I'm not technical, but scientists and psychologists have shown us through a lot of research that this is true. You know, having a great mindset, a positive mindset, you know, if you are not for example confident, just, you know, stand up and choose a great posture and just smile, just pretend that you're happy, but and pretend that you're confident even though you're truly not, you know, you will be so surprised that after a while the confidence will you know, come. And this is like a magic, you know, all of the distress and depression gone forever, just by, you know, faking it, just by pretending that you're confident even though you were not before that confident. Yeah, in each area in our life we can fake it, and after a while we can make it. Really, that's so powerful mindset, man. Yeah, that's so powerful. So I suggest you, and including me, because I'm not that great person, and I have realized the importance of this mindset, this positive mindset. And you know, it all depends on how we look at things. Yes, yeah, so that's it, guys. I don't want to talk more. I think that's enough. Tell me your idea. I will be happy to hear your idea, your example, your experience. Thank you so much for your listening. Have a great day. Until another Let's Talk, please stay positive all the time, and have a good night and goodbye for now.